You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from Belfast at the Technology for Life Fair. And one of the reasons that blind and partially sighted people have been joining us at the Europa Hotel throughout the day is to visit our tech surgery. And I'm joined by Christine and Jason, who have been running the show. So Christine, just explain a bit about the tech surgery.
So the tech surgery is here so that anyone attending the fair can come along and get help with their own device, or if they've got any questions about technology, or indeed they just have a mild interest, they can come and talk about it, because we're not selling any particular thing. We'll just talk about any accessible technology, any assistive technology that they want to know about.
And Jason, you're a volunteer here in Northern Ireland, and you help answer some of those technology related questions. How did you get involved?
I had spare time and I wanted to put back on, I wanted to be able to put back and help people, put something back into the world rather than taking. And I found out about RNIB and Technology for Life, and I thought that was a perfect fit, because I've been involved with technology all my life. Electronics from 8 years old and through to computers 40, 50 years ago. Well, 40-something years ago. So it's a perfect fit, really. And even though I say so myself, I'm quite a good teacher. It's putting all the things together and being able to guide people, pass some of the knowledge on, but pass it on at the speed that they can take it in. And a lot of it's being able to inspire confidence in people so they're not afraid to push the buttons.
And before you started volunteering for RNIB, had you much contact with blind or partially sighted people?
No.
So it's been a learning curve?
Oh, yes, very, very much so, yes. I mean, it's still one of those things that, as a sighted person, you can never, ever really appreciate what it's like. And, you know, you close your eyes for a few minutes, and it's just a few minutes. It's not a lifetime of not being able to see clearly. So, but I've got a better grasp of it now.
I'm thinking about some of those technology questions that you're going to get asked about, magnification or screen reading. It's quite a niche thing, really. Christine, just tell us about some of the questions that you've had today then, people coming in. You said to me before we started recording, you've had all sorts.
Yeah, well, we've had people, obviously lots of people got phones with them because everybody takes a phone with them everywhere, but we've had Apple and Android phones, and people just asking, you know, about what apps they might be able to use or changing the size of their font or things like that. We've had questions about televisions, you know, what kind of television should I get if I want it to use it like this, like, you know, to be able to use the Alexa. With a TV, for example, right down to someone brought their talking alarm clock. So Jason helped out with that, didn't you, Jason?
So what happened there, Jason?
I had to Google it. Well, I tried to Google it, and I got the instructions, but they didn't have any. They didn't have any illustration of what the buttons did. So I did what I always do, and or usually have to do, and it's to figure it out myself. Mm-hmm. And once I figured it out myself, I was able then to show the customer how to use it. As I say, the instructions weren't much help without an illustration of where the buttons were, because the buttons didn't have anything written on them. But we got there in the end.
Yeah. And what else have you dealt with today, Jason? There was the alarm clock.
The alarm. Well, I was the one that mentioned the Alexa television. Mm. This lady said that she didn't like. She had to get her mother to help her push the buttons on the remote control sometimes. And I told her about the Alexa, having Alexa on the television or using Google on the television and being able to get it to change channel and volume and search for things. She had no idea that that was possible.
Yeah.
So we got Alexa up on a phone and let her try it. And I think she's quite convinced, and now she'll be off to Curry's this evening to go and buy one.
I think those of us that use technology and embrace technology sometimes need that reminder that actually not everybody is aware that you can control your TV with your voice.
No, that's right. Well, I mean, I don't even think people know that they can control their phone with a, you know, even most of the basic phones, you can ask it to call people, and they have no idea they can do that.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for this invaluable service today. Do you think it's something you're likely to repeat in the future, Christy?
Yeah, I mean, we do actually have technology hubs all around the UK where people can make an appointment with volunteers just like Jason, as well as our home visiting volunteers. And we have volunteers also help over the phone. But definitely, I think having people coming for an event like this, having a place where they can actually come and get some troubleshooting done at the same time, it just, you know, it's another tick for them, isn't it? So definitely be here for people needing help when they need it.
And if someone's listening and thinking, actually, do you know what, I could do what Jason's done, I've got some technology experience and background, maybe they could volunteer, what's the best way to do that?
Just get yourselves to our RNIB website, rnib.org.uk /volunteering, and you can browse our many opportunities, but you can filter it by technology, so do that first, and it'll show you all of the different technology roles that you can do in your area.
Excellent. And if anybody has got a technology problem or question, you're not getting any joy maybe from the manufacturer or the supplier, or they just want to talk to somebody, how should we contact you?
Just definitely through the RNIB helpline, 0303 123 9999, and ask for Technology for Life, and someone will give you a call back and you'll get your help.
Jason, Christine, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Okay.